Welcome to the RDH Magazine podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This show represents the voice of today's RDH.
Like mine.
And mine.
Like mine.
And mine.
And mine.
And yours. Join us each Tuesday and Thursday as we explore trending topics and go behind the scenes and into the minds of our amazing writers and friends. And now, here's the latest episode with Jackie Sanders.
Welcome back to RDH Podcast. My name is Jackie Sanders, Chief Editor of RDH Magazine, and today I am hanging out at Dental Hygiene Seminars in Illinois, and I have attracted my three new friends from Minnesota State University, Mankato. See, you can tell I'm not a Michigan girl. Anyway, I am hanging out with Natalie, Kirsten, and Molly, who are here preparing for their boards. For our listeners, you remember how stressful this time in life was, but I am so happy for these three ladies that they chose to come to dental hygiene seminars and get that little extra boost of confidence to jump into boards. So I'm going to ask each one of you, what does dental hygiene mean to you, and where are you going to take this in your future? And I'm going to start with you, Natalie.
So dental hygiene to me, I'm so excited to start the field. I think it's such a great career to be involved in more of like a medical or STEM-based field, and you have so many choices as far as where you can specialize, and it just allows you to really work anywhere and with anyone.
Yeah. And you are a military wife, so this is even going to provide you with other opportunities.
Yeah, my husband's pilot, so we'll be traveling quite a bit for the Air Force. And so I love that, you know, even now I can look at different states and see, like, how I can apply and where I can, like, best serve the community in each area we'll be in.
Yeah, that's exciting. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
So, Kirsten, what does this all mean to you?
I've always kind of been attracted to the idea of oral health and helping people learn more about it and educating people on it. So picking my degree in college, I was always just drawn to this and want to expand my knowledge on it and then help other people on their knowledge.
Yeah, very, very good. Good calling. Good calling for sure. And Molly, last but never least, tell me.
Similar to the both of them, I think just growing up, I kind of got bullied a little bit in middle school. I had bad buck teeth. So,
well, they're beautiful now.
Thank you. So I think I just like really loved the idea of taking care of my teeth and my smile. And I want to help other people do that too. And the need for this job is so big right now that I think just like filling those spots and really helping out in areas where we can is just going to be really fulfilling and rewarding. So,
well, thank you very much. It's a gift for sure. It's a fun profession. And I just got done talking to some other ladies about, you know, where all you can go with this role. It's, as a dental hygienist, I do not have a journalism degree. And it's very interesting that I ended up as a chief editor of a magazine, but now I'm very excited because I get to hang out with students and soak up your guys' energy a little bit.
Yeah.
So is there any additional education in your future after you graduate, after you pass boards? Are you thinking about advancing any, or are you just going to jump and enjoy treating patients for a while?
I'm really excited to start clinical work and working with patients. I look forward to a lot of like continuing education with like the diode lasers and specializing in maybe some things I learn along the way once I'm in the field.
Yeah.
I considered like the ADT, like dental therapy program, but I'm honestly just after starting the program and kind of getting into it, I'm really looking forward to just getting to work with patients more and just continuing
to
learn more.
Yeah. How about you, Kirsta?
I've definitely thought about furthering my education and exploring other career options. Clinical hygiene's great, but I also know that the burnout rates are high. So I've been looking at some further options to possibly continue my learning and my knowledge and see where that takes me.
Well, and burnout in some instances can be recovered by continuing your education, you know, the CE courses, uh-huh. which you talked about, and trying all the new products and the new techniques and getting to know your patients. How about you, Miss Molly?
I would love to start now and get my master's degree, but dental school is expensive or hygiene school is expensive. So I'm trying to save up some money. And then hopefully one day I'd like to get like a master's in business or sales and kind of go that route in advertising or selling, you know, instruments or lasers or something like that. I think I would really like that one day, but
options are limitless, yeah. ladies. Well, I promised that this would be short and sweet because I know you don't want to miss any of the review courses.
Yes.
So I want to thank each of you for your time. Good luck on the boards.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Exhale the day you complete and exhale even more the day you get that little note that says you passed.
Yes.
And I have no doubt that the three of you will pass.
Thank you.
Congratulations in advance, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
To our listeners, thank you for hanging out with us here today at Dental Hygiene Seminars. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RDH Magazine Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this interview. Hit that subscribe button and join us next Thursday for another conversation with Jackie Sanders. Find us on social media, visit our website, and sign up for one of our amazing newsletters to keep up to date with your profession. Hygienists come for the education, but stay for the community. See you next time.